Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
this message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
The message is simple.
Asemnemre.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Asemnemre. Eyejidi
Jehovah Jesus Christ. Your Lord.
Jini se wura no agyenkwa.
And you will be saved.
Na obenya nkwaje.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you share the gospel and then people say things like, okay, what you have said, Matipa, but I want to go and stop all my sins.
And
I'll come to church. And they say things like that.
Okay,
that you cannot stop sinning on your own. The man Jesus that is being presented
Jesus
to you is the one who has the power to overcome sin.
So it is incumbent to him that
you receive the power to overcome sin.
But
sometimes people don't want to receive the man Jesus. They said, I don't want. It is just like, you know, sometimes when you have a child, there are some children here who like Eku juice. They come to our office.
Eku juice.
Because there's a box of it in the corner somewhere. So some of them walk into the office and they actually walk towards the box behind my chair. But you see, there are times when you are holding Eku juice. And maybe the mother is saying, come. Then the child is shy or something. But the person is holding the Eku juice. And sometimes that is what is happening to people. They say they want the salvation, but they don't want to come to the man Jesus.
And
you and I
must
trust God to be able to share the gospel and cause people to understand that Jesus is the only way. That in Him is the salvation that we are looking for. Everybody, one way or the other, is looking for some kind of salvation, some kind of help, some kind of deliverance. But it's all in the man Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And that is why he came. As part of his missionary trip, he went to hell for us. And a lot of times, Jesus talked about hell. Not to condemn people, but to let them know that hell is real. It is a destination that some people will end up
in.
No, scientists have told us.
Geologists.
That the earth is spherical. Many years ago, people thought the earth was flat. And it looks flat, you know. That is because we are only on a small portion of it. But the whole earth is actually a sphere. Okay? Just that when you are on a part of the world that is here, because it's a little part, it is also flat like that. Because it's very big. Do you understand? A ball and there's an ant walking on the ball. If you tell the ant the thing is a circle, because he's walking on flat ground. Passing everywhere, it's like flat ground. Now, geologists have told us
that
when you go down the earth, you continue going. You see, in our minds, a lot of us, because we imagine the earth as flat, when we talk about hell, down hell. But you see, there is a center, a core of the earth. And geologists tell us that the heat over there. It's like the lower you go, the hotter it becomes. And those people have realized that.
The Bible is talking about hell.
It's really true. Because the temperatures that are over there. And there is fire. Molten lava. Hell is real. Even scientists some years ago put some instruments down. I don't know how they do it. Some ultra sound something. And they wrote an article on how the earth sounds.
What is this?
Then they realize that the Bible is not a fairy tale. And unfortunately, people who reject
Christ
who end up there, not because God created hell for human beings, but because it was created for the devil and his angels. But anybody who rejects Jesus is saying that I love the devil, so I want to follow him to where he's going. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So you hear a lot of people saying that, God, how can a good God send people to hell? It's people who choose to go to hell.
They rejected Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So Jesus went to hell for us. We don't have to go to hell. Matthew 12:40. The Bible says, for us Jonah was 3 days and three nights.
Was it saying Jonah enamiensa no?
In the belly of the great fish. So will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of hell. In the heart of the earth. In the core of the earth. Talking about hell. He went to hell for us. He went there for us. It was part of his missionary trip. It wasn't a pleasure trip. It was a suffering trip for you and I. So when you look in Ephesians chapter
4,
the Bible tells us, verse 9, that Jesus descended into the lower parts of the earth. He went to hell for us. So hell is where? And it is real. It is real. As you are seated here, you must make a decision that you surrender your life completely to Jesus, because hell is not your portion. Can somebody say amen? Look at Isaiah 14:9. New Living Translation. What does it say? In the place of the dead, there is excitement over your arrival.
One
version I read, I don't know if it's amplified. Can I see what the amplified says? There's a version I read. It says, hell from beneath is excited about you. Hell is excited at receiving
people.
To meet you at your coming. For you. So hell is excited and waiting for unbelievers to come. Everybody you see walking on the streets, in your workplace, in your family, who is not born again, hell is waiting for that person. With excitement, come. It's the message. It's waiting for them. That is why we must share the gospel. What was Jesus' message?
Yes, Christ.
He came saying, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Repent.
Such
and we also must let people know that they need to repent. Your life must go in a different direction from where it was going. Matthew 11:28. Jesus' message. Jesus said, come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come to me. Jesus' message was, come to me. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how bad you are. It doesn't matter how much you have sinned. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And we also must tell people, it doesn't matter what you have done. Jesus said, come as you are. Come to me. As you are, I will give you rest. I will change your life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20. Jesus said, for I say to you,
yes, Christ,
that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus was showing us the standard. He said that except your righteousness exceeds, unless you can do more righteous things than the scribes and the Pharisees. And if you read about them, they were doing things on time for everything, wearing the right clothes, following the law, doing the things that they must do. But a lot of the things were on the outside. In secret, they were doing other things. There is only one kind of righteousness that can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. That is the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ. There is nothing you and I can do that
would
be more pepepe than these people were trying to do. The righteousness of Christ. And God has given it to us as a gift. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
When we believe in him, we receive the righteousness of Christ. And immediately, we have exceeded these people. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
No matter what they have tried to do. That's why the Bible says, we have been made the righteousness of Christ. Amen.
Praise God.
Let's go out and share with the world that Jesus,
Christ Jesus,
is the way, the truth, and the life. He says, no one can come to the Father except by me. In other words, he's saying that I'm the only way. Unless you come to me, you are a dead person.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There's a song, Ebuka song sang. And he said, fine girl, fine boy, where you don't know Jesus. A walking dead man.
Or say Abranti and Warfare, Ababa Warfare, was only me, Yesu. We will be a
woman, Tiasia, who handsome
and found somebody else will be one effect.
Who doesn't know the Lord?
I won't be ready.
The person is still a walking dead. The person is dead. Will we take life to these people? Will we take life to our neighbors? To our family members? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to end by reading something from Romans chapter 10 about the message we also must carry. I want verse 4, but let me start from verse 1, NLT. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved, or for my people to be saved." So our heart desire, our longing, should be that our people should be saved. People you talk to and chat with every day, family members you call and say hello, and you talk about family matters without ever sharing the gospel. Your desire is that they should come to know the Lord. Verse 2 says, "I know what enthusiasm they have for God, but it is misdirected zeal." How many of you have family members and friends who, you know, it's as if they are zealous in a particular religion or something? Everybody, I'm going for, then they will go. In the evening, they will go and come. And you cry, you are looking at them and saying that, "Hey, me cry, I don't go to church like that. I don't pray like that." Misdirected zeal. So there are many people around us who are religious, but they do not know Christ. Paul continues to say, "For they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself, refusing to accept God's way. They cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law." So God has a way of making people right with himself, but people reject it because they are trying to make themselves right with God. Look at verse 4. "For Christ has already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in Christ are made right with God." That is the message we are sending. If you believe in Jesus, and sometimes people say, "Oh, Jesus,
so yes,
I believe.
Oh, me,
I know he came on earth." But that belief is not a passive word. So when you believe, you do something about it. You confess him as your Lord. The Bible says you'll be made right with him. So we tell people, God is not condemning you. You can be made right with God. He can begin to see you as a righteous child of God. He can begin to see you as a candidate for heaven. If only you believe in him,
he'll
make you right with him. He doesn't see you guilty anymore. He doesn't have anything against you anymore. If only you believe
him.
Who doesn't want such good news? Amazingly, some still refuse. But we will share the gospel. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Then Paul concludes in verses 9 and 10.
Let me take verse 10.
It says, "It is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." So we share with people, believe in your heart. Openly declare. that I believe in Jesus.
Jesus
he is my Lord from now on. And when you mean it from your heart, immediately something happens. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, changes that sin nature, and gives you a new spirit, and gives you a new heart, and you become a new person. So we let people know that just by doing this, you have become a new person. You haven't grown taller or fatter, but inside there is a change that has
happened.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that is what we must let people know. It is simple, cry. Let them know the price has been paid. So now it's a free gift for
it
you.
You don't have to pay for it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to encourage us.
Having
been through the month of soul winning and now
in the month of missions,
let's trust God to help us
to
make soul winning a lifestyle.
Wherever we go,
if I tell God that Lord,
Sarah,
when I meet an unbeliever, help me not to be able to shut up. Even when I'm trying not to say it, help me before I let me say something. And once you have said one thing,
you'll
be forced to continue. Once you say Jesus loves you, manage the courage to say that one. You will have to continue. And one day the Bible tells us that we'll be rewarded for this. Crown that we receive for sharing the gospel with other people who came to know the Lord. Paul says that the things that we are doing, we are doing it for an incorruptible crown. A crown that does not fade away. In the world, people are doing all kinds of things to receive earthly rewards. As Paul calls it, a corruptible crown. But ours is eternal. We cannot joke with it. Daddy was watching something on TV the other day. And I came to sit by him. They were doing weightlifting. Olympic Games. And one man will come. Then they will carry the thing. And I will say, what is all this? Why are they worrying themselves? And you see the person is shaking. There was one guy who the way he held the thing, and I said, look at this guy as if he's in the washroom. But the thing is heavy, and then there was one guy who carried the thing, and he was shaking. And when he dropped it, they said he's disqualified. I said, after all this struggle, they said his hand moved. I think your hand is supposed to be balanced or something. His hand moved a little to the left or something. But no, his people were not. They said no, they went to argue and all. And eventually they gave it to him. But I was saying to myself, why are people worrying themselves?
This
wait. Somebody lifted it and he dropped it, and his hip was dislocated. Why? For earthly reward. For earthly reward. And there were women too who were doing it. I said, why? And some of them look like men. But I was asking myself, why are they worrying themselves? For a corruptible crown. One of the interesting things I noticed was that the man's own was 215 kilos. But the ladies, The highest they want 104, 105, 106. So I said to myself, there is a difference. All those who say what a man can do, what a man can do, women can also do.
Academics,
mentally and the whole thing, but physically, the strongest of the women,
they were suffering
for a corruptible crown. But we are doing this for an eternal crown. May you and I not lose our rewards.
In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the help of the Spirit. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you that Jesus came on a mission. Thank you that he came with a mission and with a message. We also are on a mission. Help us to deliver this message the right way. And we pray that you will brood over the messages we preach, so that lives will be touched, people will be changed, people will be saved, for you came to save the whole world. We yield ourselves to you, dear Father, in our daily lives. Help us to share the gospel. As we go for missions, help us to make an impact, and let your name alone be glorified. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I climbed to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550, for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, fingers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.